Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, happy birthday, honey bunny. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Birthday.
Birthday, yes. Happy birthday to my sweet Stephanie. We've had a good day.
Yes.
Hannah was here. Millie was here. Your mom was here. We got in the pool. We splashed around. It was a good day.
Had some pizza.
Everything was good. Out in the hot Florida sunshine, out in the backyard, everything was a good
day. Did you have a good time? Yeah.
We had a great day, Ty. And one of the
Us had to work.
Yeah, maybe that was part of the reason it was a good day.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kidding. It would have been glorious if you had been here.
And Hannah and Millie.
Keep that little monkey off me.
Hannah and Millie say they're coming back over Sunday.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, this was just a pop-in.
Yeah. And listen, I mean, the popular thing these days is you don't just have a birthday. You have like either a birthday week, a birthday month. You know what I'm saying? So
mine's just going to be a weekend.
It could be a weekend. I mean, we could extend it to the rest. I mean, you could be like a birthday last 2 weeks of the year, month.
Oh, well, that could work.
Sort of the thing.
And then you and Ty battle it out for the month of June?
Yeah, for the first 2 weeks in June.
Look, I'm already taking the whole week off.
Oh, fine.
Good for you.
Good for you, pal.
Good for
yeah,
you.
Right. Anyway, happy birthday, Stephanie. Known you a long time, ever since you were 18, and now you're considerably older. And But happy birthday.
We've known each other almost 40 years.
Pretty much every bit of 40 years. Anyway, folks, we are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Okay, so is there a problem? Okay. In the studio this evening is the birthday girl, Miss Stephanie. Problem with the broadcast. Just got a text. Okay, do we need to start over or what do we need to do? Did anybody hear anything?
Go back to who's in the studio.
Okay, so who's in the studio is birthday girl Stephanie. To her right and across the table from me and to my left is our boy Ty Ginn, and then, of course, little old me, Marco. 727-804-5891 is the number to call. We have a ton of stuff to talk about this evening. All kinds of crazy stuff going on politically.
Just text us.
Just text
us. It's much easier.
Yeah. And I think we kind of went over that last week. It's like, here's the number, 727-804-5891. You can call us if you want to. But the beauty about that number, 727-804-5891, is that you can text us. And you're going to get the at least as good a bang for your buck out of that.
Right.
Probably better.
Probably better, right. So a lot of times we get a lot of texts during the show, and I almost prefer that rather than a call. So
everybody does. That's the future.
It's the future
way to do it.
It's the future of radio.
Yeah.
Just get a text. No
just,
more calls.
Just read it.
Yeah. So here's the number, 727-804-5891. Just text us.
Just text us.
So are we good to go? I mean, what was
I
the...
I believe apparently the broadcast was glitchy. Mm. It was dropping. So we didn't have a good...
It's fine.
Did anybody hear anything? Or
nobody listens anyway.
They did. It just, it kept, like it did a couple of weeks ago, it was going in and out. So
All right.
I think we're good.
Mm-hmm.
If not, we'll find out in a few minutes.
Okay, sounds good. So anyway, Stephanie, being that it is your birthday, is there anything... So here's a happy birthday from Debbie Dan Gray. Happy birthday, Steph.
Thanks. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks,
Debbie. You're so sweet.
Right.
Thanks for listening.
Yes. Hold on. Being that it is your birthday, is there anything that you're thankful for?
Everything.
Everything. Did you have a good day so far?
I did.
So far. I mean, we had the little one over here. We had our daughter over here. We had your mom over here. We played in the pool. We did this. We did that. We had pizza, and it was a good day.
And it was not our dog that almost got run over.
Oh my God!
On Park Street this morning.
Oof! Crazy.
What a heart attack.
I was downstairs, and Mom runs down, and she's talking about the dogs. The dogs are outside. The dogs are outside, or whatever she said. And I'm like, the dogs are right here in front of me, you know. And she goes, not our dogs, the neighbor's dogs. And I was like, well, who cares? No, I didn't say that.
No, they're. Yellow dog that looks just like Oliver
right.
almost got hit by two cars.
Well,
and I saw it from
up here.
He's
not a bright dog.
No, he's not. But I was in a complete
listen, man.
Panic.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We live right on Park Street. And Park Street, for as historic and old as it is.
Bricks and all.
It's like a drag strip. Down this street, and cars are flying down this street. We have a plethora of peacocks
yes.
in this neighborhood. I can't believe in the 5 years that we've lived here, I've only seen one flattened on the side of the road.
Right.
I mean, because they just walk across whenever they want.
Right.
Right. Mm. Well, you know, a puppy gets out, and a puppy doesn't know anything about the road, and guess what?
Well, and a puppy, you know, a little 30-pound French bulldog
right. yeah, so it's a lot smaller
than a big blue grand
yeah.
peacock with a 6-foot tail.
Right.
They're harder to see.
Yeah, so it's a scary situation, and it, you know, makes you, you know, think about, you know, all the things that we do here at our house to ensure that they don't get out. You know, we're always got to be very mindful. Doors closed, gates closed,
locked.
You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah. And the thing is, they were the one. He got out of his leash.
He got out of his collar.
Yeah.
They were going for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why you don't walk your dogs.
That's it. Don't walk your dogs.
Well, one, you don't walk your dogs, and two, if you're gonna walk your dogs. Don't walk them down Park Street.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it could have been a bad situation.
Could have been a bad situation.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're thankful for all of it. I'm going to say that I'm thankful that the snowbirds are gone. They are gone. Bye-bye. See you later. It's like, okay, it's that time of year, folks. Things
Woo-hoo!
Are about to slow down here in the FLA.
Party time.
Yeah, party time. A lot less traffic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot less, you know, look, good people. Good people to come down. They're a lot like relatives, you know, because I see a lot of snowbirds where I work, and you get to know them over the years. So they become sort of.
You're happy to see them when they get
here. They're sort of like relatives. It's like great to see them, but it's also great to see them go home. See you later. Bye-bye. You know, see you again. See you around. See you on the flip side.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. So they're gone. For the most part, I think that most of the snowbirds are gone.
It's too hot for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're looking at 91 degrees and higher.
Well, it blows me away. And it's like, okay, look,
week,
I get it.
No rain.
I get it that it's probably a lot cooler in the summertime, like up in Canada. and maybe like up in Buffalo, but there's a lot of the snowbirds that are like from New York and stuff like that. And I know it gets every bit as hot up there than it does here.
Right.
You know
it's
what
not
I mean?
As humid.
I don't know. Well,
if you
live in the city.
We moved down from Virginia, and people were like, you're going to hate it down there. It's so hot, and it's so humid. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. For instance, here in Virginia today, 90-plus degrees with 100% humidity.
Right.
It's going to be different than that.
Well, that's,
you know.
D.C. is right. All buildings and asphalt.
Right. It's hot there, too.
The temperature may say 97,
mm-hmm.
but it feels like 113.
Yeah.
Because climate of change. All the asphalt and buildings no wind.
One of the places that we lived that always blew my mind was Hawaii.
Hawaii.
We got to Hawaii, and Hawaii is, you know, tropical. You know, it can be very hot and very sweaty, but our first place... Our second place.
Neither one of our...
No AC.
No heat.
Zero.
No air. And we bought a brand new condo.
And didn't come with it.
No.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
I'm telling you. Didn't need it.
80 degrees. It barely got over 80.
Just didn't need it.
Year round.
It was just, yeah. Oh, I mean, if you were in the sun, it would burn a hole in you.
Right.
But, yeah, it...
But, you know. No heat, no air. Nothing to break down, no filters to change. It was awesome.
So, okay, this is kind of bizarre. Happy birthday, Stephanie, from your Auntie Solveig, also a Taurus. Solveig and Lenny? Are they listening to the show?
Oh, hi, guys.
That's
fantastic. We haven't seen you in a million years. Thank you. Hey, if you're ever in town.
Come on by.
Come on by. Actually, come on the show.
It's hot as hell here, but yeah. You'll dig it.
We have a pool.
Yep. let's see. I guess it's been about 2 weeks ago now that we talked about the winner of the Kentucky Derby Sovereignty, right? And I heard this week that Sovereignty's jockey, Junior Alvarado, is being fined $62,000 and suspended for whipping Sovereignty too many times.
How many is too many?
Okay, here's the thing. I'm glad you asked.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I guess you're allowed to strike your horse 6 times during the race. Alvarado apparently struck Sovereignty 8 times.
147
during
times.
During the race. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm watching the Derby, and it looks like they're just whipping their ass from the start to the finish.
Right.
Who are the strike counters?
Yeah, right.
Does each horse have a strike counter?
I think you would have
there's,
to.
Because there's a lot of whipping going on.
Isn't that a show?
First time, enough? First time listener. How about that?
Okay.
I love that. That's so fantastic.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, Solveig.
Get a drink. It'll sound better.
Solveig, I have a picture that is buried in the annals of my records somewhere, and it's of when you and Len took Sally and I up to the Adirondacks. And we stayed in this cabin up there, and there's a picture of you giving me a some sort of a sponge bath on the front porch. I wasn't naked, but I was.
Well, it was probably hot, humid.
I was a young lad. I was probably 10.
And that was the closest thing to a swimming pool.
And it was probably like one of these things. You've been running around these woods all day. You're not coming in the cabin unless I wipe you down.
Yeah, you just need to be hosed off and checked for ticks. Right. You are not coming inside, you gross, smelly boy. I get it.
I'll try to dig out that picture somewhere. That's a great picture. I'll send it to you.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so he's now being fined $62,000 and being suspended. I wonder if that means that he's not going to be able to run. Oh, my God, I remember that. She remembers that.
She remembers that.
I'll send the pic if I can find it. You'll love it.
It might take us a year or so. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, right.
Just saying, we've got stuff. We got a lot of pictures.
Yeah, but like I say, fine $62,000 and being suspended. I wonder if that means that he's not going to be able to run in the other two races of the Triple Crown, the Preakness or the Belmont Stakes.
Well, he won, didn't he?
Well, he won the Derby, yeah. but you have to win all three to win the Triple Crown.
Right, but yeah. He won. So.
Well, he won the Derby, but
so
he didn't win. Well, yeah, but he didn't win all three.
Yeah, but it works.
I guess
we'll see. I'm not sure if it's just a Derby. Yeah. You know, Kentucky Derby suspension, suspended for 3 months, forever.
I mean, he's only fined $62,000. It's not like a huge amount of money. And I think, I don't know, I think when your horse wins the Derby, I think the owner of the horse gets like $3 million, and then it's like the trickle-down theory to the, you know, then you get the trainer, the jockey, you know, so I don't know how much money the jockey actually gets, but $62,000 might be a pretty good hit to his payday, you know, unless he's won before and he's stocked up some money from other races. But
well, sounds to me, the owner should be appreciative that he won.
Yeah, right.
Split the difference.
I would like to think that the owner of the horse would take care of that $62,000. But who knows? This is the America that we live in.
What's the price for winning?
Yeah, one of the things.
At least they didn't take it away, like because they were doping the horse.
Yeah, just whipping him, just whipping him.
Deflating the horse's balls.
But apparently he only struck him 8 times, so it's not so horrific. I still can't believe that horse racing is a thing.
I know.
I can't believe that PETA hasn't gotten all over this. And the only thing that I can think is that they don't have any call in any of this is because there's just so much money in horse racing.
Right.
There's just too much money for PETA to be able to play with.
Well,
you know
what it is I think the big money players of horse racing.
I mean, PETA stopped dog racing.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
You're talking about horses with a little man on the back whipping the horses.
And they probably donate quite well to PETA and their efforts.
Hey, PETA, here's a cool mill. Shut it.
Here's a check.
Look the other way.
Go after somebody else. Mm. What's going on with those orcas?
Right. Anyway. So here's something. If you thought we were live last Friday, well, we weren't.
No, don't tell them that.
Well, look, man, it's
it's time for confession.
It's time for you got to be honest.
You're always so quick to ruin the illusion.
You got
to
be honest with your folks.
He has no theater of the mind.
If anybody's late to the show, you got to point it out.
We pre-recorded on Thursday, last Friday's show. And the reason that we did that is so that we could, we sort of feel obligated to sort of support Ty's rock and roll fantasy. So,
thank you. That's nice of you.
Ty and his band, Phantom Power, had a show downtown St. Pete last Friday. And instead of us doing our show on Friday, we decided to go downtown to support our boy and his rock and roll fantasy. So. It was nice. Sometimes, and we've only done this twice, and both times we've done it is to support your rock and roll fantasy.
Back in the day, you used to bring the show to the show.
Used to bring the show to the show. We used to pack up all the gear and do the show from the venue where your show would be.
That was cool.
That was before we got old.
Yeah.
Now we're old and we can't do this anymore. Now it's like, man, we're not moving all this stuff over there.
There's a better way.
Yeah, right.
And like with this last Friday show, we would have been mid-show. you guys went on just after 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's metal.
Well,
you wouldn't be able to hear. We would have had to set up around the corner.
Around the corner. You would have missed our whole second hour of the show.
And we would have missed your whole set.
Oh, we're going to set up in the Kava bar and hang out with all those hippies?
Uh-huh.
But the whole idea of being there is to see you perform.
Yeah, right.
That was the nicest venue bathroom I've ever been in.
It was very nice.
Yes, at the Kava bar?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was very nice.
Yeah. At the
Freshly mopped.
Freshly mopped. Mm-hmm.
Very clean.
One of the things I dug about the whole thing is that not only did we pre-record, which gave me an opportunity to actually listen to our show.
Live.
So I listened to it, well, semi-live, but I listened to it Friday as I was listening to your show. I listened to what I could hear of my show and your show. And at the same time, and it's pretty cool. It's, you know, a lot of times when we first started doing this show, I had to listen back to the show. It was like I have to know what we're doing, what we sound like, what it's, you know, what we're putting out there. You know what I mean?
But
we've been doing this 10 years.
The critique.
I mean, for years I haven't listened to the show, and now all of a sudden, you know, last Friday I get an opportunity to listen to the show for the first time in years, and it's like, hey, we're okay.
It's a show.
We're doing okay. Yeah, we're doing okay.
Creative Loafing, best of the day. Nominations are open.
If you dig it, you dig it. If you don't, you don't. It's what it is, man. One of the cool things about the venue where you were on Friday is that the great place, what was it called? Little Philly, right there on the corner.
Yeah, that was cool.
The opposite
corner. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's explain.
Yeah.
That they shut down.
Yeah, there's a little street between the Kava place and this place, Little Philly. There's a side street off of Central.
21st Street.
Right, so they shut that street down, and that's where the bands were playing.
Central and First Avenue North.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. I thought that was great.
Yeah, no, we want to do it again. The promoter really liked it. He thought that was great.
Oh,
it was fantastic.
And the number of people going down Central.
Yeah, that just came down the street just to see what was going on. Fantastic.
A lot of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Every car slowed down to look and see. I think it could be, this was a first.
Well, listen, if you're in that 2100 block of Central Avenue, get yourself into Little Philly, because it's got the real deal. Philly cheesesteak in there. Phenom. I got one for Mom and I. We split it with a large fry, and too good. Too good.
Amazing.
It's been a long time since I've had like an OG Philly cheesesteak, and they know how to do it, and they did it right, and it was very good.
Yep. I've never had one that I liked until last Friday.
Very good.
Yeah. That's what it's supposed to be.
And what I like
is not Steakums.
What I liked about the place is it looked like it was like a husband and wife, kind of young couple, younger than me anyway. And
well, that's half the population.
They were snarky and had attitude, and they were giving me some grief. You know, it was like, are you gonna order? Are you just gonna look at the thing, or what are we gonna do?
Philly.
Yeah, and I was like, geez, man.
It's always sunny there.
Yeah, just take it easy, man.
Slow your roll. Yeah. This is the Sunshine City. We need a little more. We've got a little more skip in our step.
Right.
We're a little bit more on island time.
Anyway.
It's hot.
Yeah. So, Steph, it's your birthday today. Stevie Wonder turned 75 on Tuesday.
Well, thank God I'm not 75.
He wanted me to share this with you. My Sherry Amore, happy, happy birthday. And that's what Stevie passed along. He wanted me to sing that to you for your birthday. So happy birthday, Steph, from Stevie Wonder. You see what I'm doing?
Yep.
I'm moving my head back and forth like he does when he...
Well, it's not good for radio, but I'm gonna hit the bell anyway.
Theater of the mind.
You can just imagine.
Everyone.
It was very offensive.
Very offensive.
We're gonna go ahead and do that again.
Yeah.
There you go.
Saw this on Facebook, so it must be true. Pete, Charlie, Hustle, Rose, and Shoeless Joe Jackson have been reinstated from Major League Baseball's permanently ineligible list, meaning that both of them can now be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I kind of think that's kind of a dick move by Major League Baseball.
Wait till they die.
Well,
and then
yeah. I mean, Pete Rose, without a question, one of the best baseball players that's ever played the game. Little indiscretion. He was betting on baseball when he was a manager of baseball. Wasn't betting on his team, whether his team would win or lose, but he was betting on baseball. What's so ironic is now sports betting is rampant. So here's the thing. They caught him betting on baseball when it was, air quotes, illegal, but now it's unbelievably legal. Everybody bets on sports. You can bet on if what the next pitch is going to be. Mm-hmm. You can bet on if the guy's going to swing or not swing. I mean, it's unbelievable. You can bet on every aspect of the game. He was just betting across the league on who would win a game.
Kind of like our football pool.
And he was one of the best baseball players to ever play the game. And Paul Giamatti's dad banned him.
Smooth. Good move.
Right. Anyway.
Times, they change.
Yeah. Shoeless Joe Jackson was part of the Chicago White Sox in the 1919 World Series. 1919, the very year that this house was built.
The certificate of occupancy was granted.
Anyway, which is infamous for the Black Sox scandal. The scandal involved eight players, including Shoeless Joe, all agreeing to throw the World Series in exchange for money from gamblers, and that's why Shoeless Joe was banned from the Hall of Fame up until now.
Now.
But what a dick move. It's like,
it's
okay.
It's all Moneyball, man.
Yeah.
Now that you're dead, well, Shoeless Joe's been dead for forever.
Right.
Pete Rose died, what, 2 years ago, a year ago?
But again, you know, back to the perception of sports gambling then versus today. It's a big business.
It's huge.
And, you know,
There's a guy I listen to on the radio every day, and he is not a professional sports bettor or anything like that. But every weekend he makes $1,000 to $3,000 just on stupid little bets. I mean, stupid little bets like, is the next pitch going to be a strike? You know what I mean?
Is he going to steal second?
You know what I mean? But I mean, it seems like he's winning more than he's losing. They have broken the betting down so far. You can bet on what color shoelaces the player is going to have in his cleats. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's too much.
It is. But, and I think part of the pardoning, or whatever you want to call it, is to try to give sports betting a less negative appearance.
Yeah, I guess.
Not sure I agree with that. Neither here nor there.
I think that they need to come out and name a sports betting facility, the Pete Rose Sports Betting Facility. or the Shoeless Joe Jackson Sports Betting Facility.
Win some shoes.
Win some shoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Bet on the shoes. We only bet on shoes here.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We're so close to our break. I'm trying to stall a little bit because I don't want to get into anything before we go to the break.
Well, let's talk Creative Loafing Best of the Bay.
Let's do that.
Nominations are open.
Yeah.
Creative Loafing Tampa Bay.
Right.
Please, you can nominate. You can nominations are open now.
Yeah.
If a show or a station gets enough nominations,
right,
then you go to the next round, of official voting.
Right.
I don't know if we've been nominated yet. I know the station has.
Well, one of the cool things that I wanted to mention is that since we've changed our call letters here on Sunshine 96.7, since we changed that, apparently we are now...
also getting Nielsen ratings.
Nielsen ratings. So that's something that we have not gotten in the past. So, I mean, for 10 years, we've really had no idea where we are, where we stand...
With listenership
and that kind of thing. So hopefully now, after 10 years, we'll get some idea where we stand, you know, up against the other big hitters in...
At the bottom. But that's okay.
That's okay. It's okay. All
but
right.
Anyway, Sunshine 96.7 Radio St. Pete's.
Right.
Keep nominating. If we get enough nominations, we go to the next round.
Mm-hmm. We'll buy
the
you
Marco
a,
Radio Happy Hour show.
We'll buy you a turkey for Thanksgiving.
No bribery.
No.
You're not allowed to do that.
All right, folks. So the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, we come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. This is for my honey bunny. Dig this. All right. Well, happy birthday, Steph. I love you. You know that. That was the Beatles with their birthday song. Anybody else who having a birthday today who's listening to the show, well, I hope you dug that. So 727-804-5891 is the number to text if you'd like to.
There you go.
Text us.
Very good.
What's that song? I love that song. Don't call us, child. We'll call you. Don't call us, child. Anyway.
If you need anything, we'll call you.
Yeah. If you need me, I'll call you. Right. But anyway, 727-804-5891 if you want to text us and say happy birthday to Steph or tell us that we're full of crap or whatever it is, because here in a few minutes we're going to get into some stuff that's a little bit more political.
Oh, you just wait.
But we always try to keep it light, even when we are talking politically. But
no, not this time.
Oh, would you stop?
The gloves are coming off.
It's coming off.
I'm not playing around anymore.
No, you're not playing around anymore. But before we get into that, I guess we should probably do this. And Steph, I know that you know, as the day went on, you're probably thinking, this sorry SOB got me 2 throw rugs and 2 hanging plants for my birthday.
I thought they were great. We needed the throw rugs, and I love the plants.
Well, I got you some other stuff, and I'm bringing it out now.
For Pete's sake. I don't want to open
on
presents
the show.
On air.
Just to know that I got you some. Well, you can open them as we talk. It's not that big a deal. Help your mom. Grab these.
You're just trying to prove that you're a nice person. Mm-hmm. What's he trying to prove, Ty?
He's trying to cover up for what he's going to say in a bit, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Trying to soften the blow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, but I don't know. I don't know what you thought was going on today, but I sort of strategically got the 2 area rugs and the 2 hanging plants thinking, okay, yeah, she's probably thinking, This creep.
That's it?
That's it. Anyway.
Got you this Best Buy gift card.
Mm-hmm. What do you got over there?
A text from Jen wishing me a happy birthday. Thank you.
Jen Hunley?
Yes.
Nice. I like that girl. She's all right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not Jenny Hunley.
Oh, no.
Nurse Jen.
Oh,
Nurse Jen,
okay, there you
is
go.
Listening, too. Mm-hmm. Hey, Nurse Jen. Mm-hmm. He still has his ring on.
Yeah, I do. I can't get it off.
And Mom's leg looks great. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for everything.
Yep. So here's something that I wanted to talk about that I heard. We watched, I don't know, it seems like a month or so ago, the documentary about the Menendez brothers.
Yes.
Okay. And the whole reason that I think Netflix was showing it at the time is because there was a lot of interest in a retrial to see if they could shorten their sentence or
be eligible,
release them.
Or right. be eligible for parole.
Right. So anyway, if you don't remember, back in, I don't know, what was the late 70s, I guess?
Early 80s.
The Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric, blew their parents' heads off with shotguns. And they claimed that the reason that they did it is because their dad was sexually abusing them from a very young age, and the mother did absolutely nothing about it.
Right.
But
we watched a couple of documentaries.
Yeah. If you watch the documentaries,
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I feel like they were just two rich kids that saw the golden goose and thought, you know what, let's get this money while we're young. And let's go ahead and find a way to kill our parents. And that's the way it looked to me. I didn't see a whole lot of evidence that the dad was sexually abusing them.
But there was a whole lot of evidence that they did it.
Yeah, and there was a whole lot of evidence after the murders where they didn't show a whole lot of remorse. They didn't. They actually went out and bought new Rolexes and new cars. And I think they got condos and stuff like that, because the dad was loaded.
Right.
He was like a music executive or something like that.
Yeah, he signed Menudo, mm-hmm. or he was
something.
Like their agent or mm-hmm. something. Anyway.
But anyway, so apparently, I guess it was earlier this week, they were back in court, and I guess the way it turned out is that they did sort of reverse the life in prison charges to 50 years to life, which means that both of them are now eligible for parole.
Eligible for parole.
Right. They've both been in prison for 35 years.
But that also means that they have to go through,
yeah.
you know, the whole parole
mm-hmm.
hearings and everything. Look, Charles Manson eligible for yeah. parole how many
and
times?
And he didn't kill anybody.
And uh-huh. then they were like, nope. You're not getting it.
Yeah.
Just because you're eligible,
I mean, these two
doesn't mean you're guaranteed to get a parole hearing. And you're not, you know, guaranteed to get out.
I think these two were sort of like, let's jump on this situation now while we can. We've got a story. We've worked it all up. We're going to kill our parents, and this is why we're going to kill them. But you know, when you watch
the documentary,
I don't think that either one of them is a threat to society at this point. But they blew their parents' heads off.
There's something wrong with
right.
that. But they also
and
have,
sort of celebrated afterwards.
They also have Kim Kardashian in their corner.
Mm.
You know.
Oh
so
well, then they'll get off.
Yeah.
Follow the money.
Well,
I
Trump will
know.
Probably pardon him.
Yeah, could be.
And he'll give him
Santos.
He'll yeah. give him cabinet he's, seats.
And,
oh, yeah.
The other guy was a Chauvin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Watch the documentaries. They're very interesting.
Yeah.
There are several. There's new. There's old. Make your own decision.
Well, okay, so 50 years to life. 50 years to life means that now at this point, after serving 35 years, that they are now both eligible for parole.
Right.
Because they've served a certain percentage of their sentence. But that doesn't mean...
It doesn't mean
that they're going to get out.
No.
I mean...
It just means they're eligible.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a possibility...
How does it end?
Before.
I don't know.
Do they get out, Ty?
No, probably not.
What do you think, Steph?
I don't know. The money talks.
I think that what they're going to do, because of the way the world is right now, how mean-spirited I feel like the government is and that kind of thing, they're going to let one out. They're going to let one out.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's going to be like, what?
Well,
it was his idea. You know what I mean?
Watch the documentaries, and I think that's very possible,
mm.
and I think there is one who
I think they let the one out.
Might
the one that stays in is going to be hoping that the one that they let out is going to be all kinds of, you got to let my brother out. He's going to go through all these hoops and stuff like that to get my brother out. And he's going to be like, nope. They probably got some money socked away somewhere. He's going to be living on an island. He'd be like, Eric who?
From what I saw.
I have a brother?
In the documentaries, there was a leader and a follower.
Right.
So the follower gets out. The leader is still a little questionable. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, with you know the current regime, they have Hispanic last names. They're not getting out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, true. Oh, they'll get out, but they'll get deported.
Yeah, that's
even
it.
Though they're citizens.
No way they should get parole. Don't understand the sympathy. Love Kim, but she should stay away from them. And I agree. Look, Kim Kardashian, stay away from them. She doesn't need that. She's already, look, she's doing pretty good by on her own. She doesn't need to be mixed up in any of that crap.
No.
And certainly stay, if I was her, I'd stay as far away from 47 as I could.
But
she should not get herself involved in any of that.
No. And
that's just my take on it.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Anyway, so that's that. Let's see, what else do we have? I guess that's it, folks. Happy birthday to my favorite daughter from LaWanda. Who's LaWanda? You have another mother named LaWanda?
Oh, wow.
I am unfamiliar.
But
thanks for being my
how would you be,
unknown mom.
How would you be the favorite daughter? Is there another one?
It's easy to be the favorite when you're the only one.
Yeah.
Because I'm the only one. Yeah, kind of like Tigger.
Yeah. This is something that I saw on TikTok earlier this week that I thought was kind of bizarre. And then the memes that came out afterwards. Apparently, if you're a ginger, you're black.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to warn you right now. I got the bell right here.
I've got a spike.
You haven't crossed the line yet, but you're awfully close.
My finger's on.
I didn't see what the reasoning was that gingers would be included in the whole black race, but this black woman was like, yeah, gingers are, they're black. And she seemed like she was pretty confident that anybody with red hair was part of the black race. And I didn't see where she was giving up any sort of scientific information or anything like that, but anyway, so she went sort of viral on TikTok, and then the memes that came out are fantastic. And you know, it's like, well, we shouldn't say the N word anymore, and should we now not say the G word anymore? Is ginger now a bad thing to say? Should you say ginger with an A instead of a hard ER?
I'm gonna go ahead and give you one.
Ginger, please.
That's a two.
Well, it's like the lady that was very confident in her comments. That, you know, one of our local Publix, CVS and right. Publix in St. Pete Beach, caught on fire.
Right.
And whenever I read an article, I always read the comments. And there was a woman who posted in the comments, very sure of herself, the CVS and the Publix aren't even in the same plaza.
They're right next door.
In that particular plaza.
In fact, one caught the other one on fire.
They are right next door.
That works.
That's how right next door they are.
And you can actually see it in the video. That she so emphatically commented on.
Fake news.
Anyway.
Too woke.
What a shame for St. Pete Beach after just recovering. Those stores in Dolphin Village have not been open long. I think Publix probably opened earlier. They were all flooded by Helene. And now a big portion of the complex has burnt down.
I would love to.
No one was injured.
Contact this woman on TikTok, this black woman who made this claim that gingers are actually black, and I'd be like, "What is your what research have you done? did somebody just tell you that, or I mean, did this come from a dream, or because I know a lot of gingers that are so far away from being black. I mean, I can't even imagine. You know what I mean?
Look, people have opinions.
I mean, what would
not
it be? What would what I mean?
That.
What would even be the similarities?
Who knows?
We're not going to generalize racial groups.
You're going to get the bell.
I need a squirt bottle. Is what I need.
I'm not a cat.
I'll get a Nerf gun. I have one in the room.
It's close.
We need Jimmy over here for this conversation.
We do. That would be good.
That would be good.
I wonder if he's always felt black inside.
I will withhold my comment.
Can you text him? See if he can text us back during the show and to see if he's got any leanings.
Leanings, thoughts.
I mean, if he's has he ever thought at one point, you know, I might be black?
Well, I mean, I can tell you he's having foot surgery, so soon he's going to be having some leanings.
Poor Jimmy.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, we have a friend, Jimmy, who is, he's something else. Everybody needs to meet Jimmy.
He's great. He broke his foot like 4 months ago and didn't go to the hospital.
Look, he could have been born with a broken foot. Jimmy is...
I'm surprised he wasn't.
He dropped like a case of beer on it.
Jimmy is...
So it was a work-related injury.
Jimmy is the biggest hypochondriac I've ever in my life. Jimmy gets everything coming down the pike.
Love Jimmy.
I do too.
He just needs a more positive attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's our Eeyore. Our ginger black Eeyore.
Who can't be in the sun because
right.
He's see-through and will burn to a crisp.
Yeah. Who wears shorts and t-shirts when it's 50 degrees outside?
Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. So, where the hell has Elon been?
Who cares?
Well, it's almost like Elon decided that people think he's a douche and was like, well, I guess I'm going to boogie on out of here.
It's been great.
It's like I haven't heard anything about Elon in a month.
But yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing I wanted to mention. It's like, what's with all the South Africans coming over here?
Well, a lot of them are Nazis, so.
Well, do you know that for sure?
Apartheid was real big down there.
Mm.
Yes.
And it still is.
Well, what kills me is that they're being afforded, you know, houses and money and things like that. And you see these people getting off the plane, and they look like they're on vacation.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They don't look like they've been suffering at all.
Right.
They don't look like they've marched, you know, hundreds of miles
from
their place to the border where they had to sneak across or climb over a wall.
White people.
They don't
suffering.
Look like anything like that.
The Wi-Fi was down.
Mm-hmm.
No air conditioning.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, they get a free pass.
It's
mm-hmm.
just
apparently.
It's such hypocrisy.
Free pass.
Hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. They get a free pass apparently. What do you know about that?
I don't know.
Mm. I love this. Someone on TikTok called Stephen Miller, Pee Wee German.
Oh, I like that.
And now I can't even not think of him without thinking of Pee-wee German.
Right.
His stupid little suits and his skinny little ties and his, you know, his hair and stuff. Pee-wee German. I like that.
Very appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Pee-wee German. Oof. Careful.
Ty,
don't say anything that people will be banging on the door here in about an hour.
Oh, well, I mean, we're already on the list, so
mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Right.
Yeah, if we disappear, contact your local congressman.
This is one of the things
senator to check on our well-being and whereabouts.
I saw this earlier this week, and there's this guy that I see on TikTok, and it's a kid. He's a young kid. He's like a genius. His name is Aaron Parnas. And I feel like I get probably most of my political news from this guy. Pam Bondi and the regime are threatening to prosecute and arrest Aaron Parnas because they feel like he is giving out information to deter ICE from arresting immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Someone ought to hoof her in the clam.
I need a bell. Hoof her in the clam? Come on, man. I think Joe B. probably spit up his drink just then. Hoof her in the clam?
I said what I said. I stand by it.
I'm glad I wasn't taking a drink at the time. It would have come out my nose.
Hoofer in the clam. Jeez Louise.
Oh, Ty.
Don't know if I've ever heard anything like that.
Put that on a shirt.
Put that on a shirt.
Next weekend.
Firing up the presses.
Mm-hmm. Ty, I have a question for you. I know that for the longest time, years past your 16th birthday, you refused to drive. How many years do you suppose you've been driving now?
I don't know.
Just a handful, really.
Yeah, not
many. It seems like it, right? And you're almost 35 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's longer. What? 8 years?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a while.
So I was listening to this conversation the other day on the radio, and they were talking about. They were talking about their kids that are like your age. And they were talking about the things that their kids know and don't know. And one of the questions was, and I'm going to ask you this. Ty, when you put your car in D, do you know what the D stands for?
It's drive, man.
Okay, good. It doesn't mean dough.
Although it's spending dough, because that's when you start using the gas. No.
Stop repeating it. Ty only said it once. What? What did we repeat?
we'll put it on a shirt. We'll see how it sells.
Yeah.
That's my new catchphrase.
I like it.
It's going to be my answer for most things from now on.
What was it? Say it again.
Hoofer in the clam.
Hoofer in the clam. There you go, Jenny. What do you think about that? Hoofer in the clam. First run of shirts, I'm going to get you one. Medium.
Very family friendly.
Hoofer in the clam. Mm.
Good new band name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think, Ty, do you think there are things that you do know how to change a tire, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to.
No. Nobody wants to. Nobody wants to, right. Are there things that you think that you don't know that probably Mom and I do know?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Like what? Can you give us you knew what the D was.
Well, I don't know, man. Like, taxes. That's crazy.
Oh, I don't even know about taxes.
Okay, see,
don't ask me
so
about that. I mean, you got to go to Mom for that.
Or, like, if I have any kind of medical issue, I'm just going to ride it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not calling anybody about it.
Right.
You got that from your dad, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And A times B equals C.
Well, they shouldn't put letters in it.
So. Yep.
Minus two equals D.
The way to figure it out is you just have to rhyme it. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
No. No, you. I mean, you've owned a home for several years. I think you all have done well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, the biggest part of home ownership is basic maintenance. Yeah. And you've been able to handle...
You just cut the grass.
The basic stuff.
Most of it.
Change the light bulbs.
Well, now they don't even burn out.
Well,
right, not for a long time.
When they do burn out, you don't think there's a problem with the switch.
Right.
You know to change the light bulb.
Hannah was over. Did she not know about that?
No, don't pick on your sister.
I'm good.
Okay, so here's the thing. Did you know that booby trap spelled backwards is party boob?
Oh.
Much better. Much better.
Party boob.
Party boob. Mm-hmm. Anyway, folks, it's time for us to take a break.
Yes.
We've been prattling along now for nearly an hour.
Almost an hour.
You're probably just about ready for us to take a break.
Yes.
And we're going to.
And you need a break.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. When we come back, let's talk about what you're willing to forfeit to give your dog or pet a longer life. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
All right, folks, with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, we come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break, and during the break, I'm going to play a bunch of promos, and these promos are of shows that come on later this evening after our show and then throughout the weekend. Do yourself a favor and check out these promos, because you're probably going to find something really cool to listen to on Radio St. Pete. So check them out. Like I said, we're going to talk about, what did I say we're going to talk about?
What would you give up
for your pets?
For your pets.
That when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, folks, we are back with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along with the show. You can call if you want, or what we really prefer is a text. I did, but I couldn't see him.
Oh, that's weird.
I mean, I can pull it back up to see.
Okay.
I mean, I can see me, but I can't see him. Anyway, so during the break, we got a call from one of Steph's cousins, Gary, from Las Vegas, and he called in to wish her a happy birthday, and so she is now on the line with him. And he was wondering if it was sort of a Skype call, and I pulled my Skype up or my picture-in-picture up, and I didn't see him. I could see me, but I couldn't see him.
No, he wanted to wish me happy birthday on air, and I was going to tell him to call back.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so...
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, he did his thing. And one cool thing about Gary is Gary is now like the head honcho over at Carol Shelby's Shelby GT. I mean, he's Ford Shelby GT. I mean, he's like...
He's the guy.
He's the guy, man.
He's the man.
Yeah, and that's pretty amazing. Gary is, in my mind, an amazing story because this is a kid who loved cars his entire life. And followed his dream.
Yes.
And went out to Vegas and got a hold of Carol Shelby, got involved in the whole, and I'm paraphrasing because I really don't know, but this is the way I understand it. But he got himself involved in the corporation, and now all of a sudden, he's the man.
Right.
he might as well be Carol Patterson. I mean, he's the man.
No, you know? Truly, truly a success story.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And a success story following your passion.
Yeah.
and that's.
They always say, I mean, if you can get paid to do
what you love,
then it's not even a job.
You'll never work a day in your life.
Right. You know, and I think that's what he's done.
He's proof in the pudding.
Yeah. So that's I appreciate that, and I think it's fantastic that he took the time all the way from Vegas to call you on your birthday. So that's cool. Called into our show.
I'm not sure he's in Vegas anymore. I believe he has moved to Michigan, but I'm not sure.
What? How cool would it be if after the show, we went downstairs and there was a brand new Shelby GT in the driveway for your birthday?
Well,
come on, Gary.
I think you're going to have to turn 60 for that.
I was going to say.
I'll be 61 in like 2 weeks, man.
No, you missed it.
Yeah. You're not related.
I'm not related. I'm not related.
You are.
I'm not a ginger.
And it's funny because dad told.
That one rung itself.
Dad told Gary I was
not
only.
The redheaded stepbrother.
I was only 57, and I was like, I like his math.
Right. Yeah.
Not too far off, but just enough.
I hear you. So anyway, before the break, we were talking about what would you forfeit to give your dog, it said pet, your dog or pet, a longer life. Would you forfeit, like, let's say, 3 of, like, the last years of your life to give your pet, let's say your dog, because dogs, on average, they're anywhere from, like, 9 to 14 years, okay? So would you go, okay, I'm, like, 85, and I know from 85 to 88, it's going to be rough sailing, you know what I mean? Would I forfeit those 3 years to give my precious dog, who every day I come home acts like I'm the most important person in the world, an extra 3 years, an extra 3 years of healthy life?
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for a cat, though. I wouldn't. A cat would be like, dude.
You've got 9 lives.
Yeah, you've already got 9 lives, and a cat would be like.
And you haven't made good choices.
I feel like
you're
your cat would
7.
Be like, sucka. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with me. All I do is lay around all day. I'm not extending myself. I'm not overworking it. You know, I'm not out there, you know, pleasing the people. I'm just laying around, doing my time.
Well, you've never had a cat like you, and that says a lot more about you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would. I think I would do it. I mean, it would have to be a pretty special dog.
Aren't they all?
I think they are all. They're all pretty damn special. Dogs are good.
I mean,
dogs
we've
are
had
good. Dogs are good people, man.
Brady, Harley, Molly,
yeah.
Tilly, Brutus,
yeah.
Oliver, and Maida.
Mm-hmm.
We've had 7.
Yeah, I can.
Who's your favorite? How do you pick? They're all different.
I can remember. I can remember every dog I've ever had in my life. I even remember my Uncle Lenny's dog Brownie. You know, Brownie was a good boy.
Was Brownie in the bathtub with you on the porch?
No.
Okay.
No, just I wasn't checking. In a bathtub. I was just standing on the porch, being
hosed down,
sponged down.
Yeah.
Bucket of dirty water. Came from the crick.
God knows. You smell to high heaven.
Yeah, right?
Giving you the RFK special.
Starting to get my, we can talk about that because that's one of the things. Here's our, what's his, he's the Secretary of Health and Human Resources. What's his position?
But don't take medical advice from him.
No, yeah, he said that the other day in a press conference. Don't take medical advice from me. Well, that's your job, dude.
That's what you do.
And then there's videos of him this week in Rock Creek Park in the creek with his grandchildren submerging himself in the water. It's been you have not been able to get in that water in Rock Creek Park forever because the water's so bad. It's always been prohibited.
Let's see if I can find a gif of this real quick.
What is his... he's a secretary of a human...
Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services. But then he, I love it. You're right, Ty. He said, don't look to me for health advice.
Right.
You know, or medical advice. Yeah, it's like, well, isn't that your gig there? Isn't that what you do?
Right.
Yeah.
With the measles thing going on.
And the brain worm.
Yeah.
He is so dead set on, he's like, he's doubling down on his whole vaccine thing, you know what I mean? Where he said that vaccines were so bad, and he knows how bad the measles outbreak is in like Texas and stuff like that. And he's like, well, if your kids needed a measles vaccine, would you give it to them? And he's like, he wants to go, hell yeah, right? But he's like, but now I can't say yes. I have to,
Here, I pulled up the thing from him in the creek.
Oh, yeah. That's what he looked like when he got out. What is that? What's that guy? It's from The Lord of the Rings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's Gollum.
He's not far from that anyway.
He's like a Keebler elf, but big. His head is too big.
Yeah, but he does have that classic Kennedy look. If you look at his profile... He's got that classic Kennedy look.
You can't look at the skin, though.
Yeah.
The skin is scaly.
Mm-hmm.
He's a reptile.
He's a reptile.
Ty, when was the last time that you picked your nose and ate it?
Oh, God.
Has it been recent? Has it been years? Has it been ever?
I don't know if I can answer.
Is it something you want to admit to? Or
gross. Ugh.
No, that's a never.
There's a video that's gone viral of a Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll, as you know, is a very popular music person.
Oh, he's the guy that looks like Post Malone, but bigger.
But right. Yeah, big Post Malone.
Yeah.
Tattoos all over his face.
Music somehow works.
He's 350-pound Post Malone, right? Yeah. But he's got a beautiful voice.
Does he?
And oh, my God, and he's very, very popular.
I don't know, man.
He's making a ton of money. Roll.
It looks ridiculous.
He's making a ton of money right now. But anyway, there's a video of going around of him picking his nose, rolling it into a ball, and then throwing it in his mouth. And apparently he was at a UFC fight, and guess who he was sitting behind? He was sitting right behind 47 and Elon Musk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
His wife...
He's not invited to the
country. He got bad tickets.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
I asked my psychiatrist friend to diagnose him, and she said personality disorder plus the brain worm. That's Solvay's version of RFK Jr. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, he's definitely the brain worm has done a lot more damage than they're giving credit to.
Right.
Because he's all over the place. When you see these press conferences or these hearings, he's just lost. He's befuddled.
Mm-hmm.
They are all over him, and he's just like, get me out of here, you know?
I don't know.
I never said that, and they'll be like, well, we can roll back the tape.
I don't know.
I never said that. Yes, you did.
I don't know nothing about birthing babies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can do it. I can help.
But it's typical. He is typical of the entire Trump cabinet. They're all just like that. One of the things we're going to talk about next is this Kristi Noem, and this is unbelievable.
That's another one.
She is despicable.
Hoofer in the clam.
Hoofer in the clam. she has proposed, I love this, she has proposed a reality TV show where immigrants get to compete to fast-track their citizenship.
Oh, nice.
That's a movie. That's The Running Man.
Yeah.
That's an Arnold Schwarzenegger
but
movie.
This and this was this was an idea given to her by the people from Duck Dynasty.
Oh yeah.
So
oh.
Now that tells you who they are. But yeah, they
as if that's a surprise.
They're going with a reality show. They're pitching a reality show to her about pitting immigrants against each other to fast track their citizenship.
Are we going to build coliseums and add lions?
Is that where we're going? Is that where we're going?
We're doing the Hunger Games.
Is that who we are?
Yes, Hunger Games.
Is that who we are?
That's what they want.
The only thing that I can hope. What was that show? The Asian show.
Squid Game.
When this all comes to an end, when they round up all these yahoos, okay, they all have to play the Squid Game.
But we're going to call it Huffer and the Clan.
It's not the Squid Game. It's Huffer and the Clan.
I'll let you get a running start while I put my boots on.
Have you seen any of the interviews with this Christy Noem? It's infuriating. She will not answer a question.
Hitler Harvey.
A yes or no question. Yes or no.
She's scary.
She's unbelievable scary. It's ridiculous. But the thing is, she's like, it's almost like they've all been
brainwashed,
or somehow they've all gotten the same chip because they're all exactly the same.
Well, it's a cult. That's how cults work.
The one that scares me, or the one that I worry for, is little Marco Rubio.
He looks
because
scared.
every time you see him, he's like, "What am I doing here? Why did I sign up for this?" It's like
I picked the wrong side.
Yeah.
They're gonna deport me.
Right.
Yeah. I could be on the list. My parents could be on the list.
As soon as I don't do something, or as soon as I do something that 47 doesn't like, I'm on the next plane to Venezuela.
Yeah. Back to Cuba.
No, Venezuela. Cuba.
And they're not
going
to fly me to Cuba. They're going to put me back on a raft with no oars, just a set of flippers.
Good luck.
Good luck. Flippers in an inner tube. Sink or swim, buddy.
Mm. Have fun in the polluted water.
Yeah.
During hurricane season.
Yeah. if you're considering a white collar crime, now might be the time to do it.
Yeah, they're rolling all the stuff back.
Trump tells the FBI to deprioritize investigating white collar crimes and focus on immigration to prioritize deportation. So let's go ahead and, you know, do all the bad white collar stuff while you can.
Now that you've brought this up.
Just do it.
Would you like to buy part of the Skyway?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's unbelievable. At what point, and I've said this on the show several times over the last 4 months, the government doesn't seem to really want to do anything about any of this.
Well, they're still getting
paid. It's going to be we, the people. We're going to have to stand up with pitchforks and torches and take care of this.
We're going to have to hoof them in the clam.
It's not. We're going to start hoofing people in the clam. Phrase of the week. Hoofing people in the clam.
That's it. We're going to do a shirt of the week.
Shirt of the week. Yeah. Because we do have a t-shirt company. Ginzo Garb, everybody.
Buy stuff.
Get your shirts here. If you have a good idea, if you want to hoof them in the clam, if you want that printed on a t-shirt, you just let us know and we'll print it up for you. We can do 20, we can do 100, we can do 5,000 if you want. You just let us know. Any shirt color? Any size, any ink color.
As long as your money is green.
As long as your money is green. We can hoof them in the clam with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, how crazy is that? Let's just go ahead and let's not look at the white-collar crime. Because
you know,
because that's pretty
scams.
Much everything that his cabinet is doing is they're committing crimes. Let's not investigate any of that.
No, we're not worried about
because
that.
Because we're so interested now in let's deport all these people, these innocent people that have been living here in the United States for years, working their asses off. You know what I mean? I get it. There's bad people, but there's bad people in every race.
Mm-hmm. Every
walk of
life.
There's probably more bad white people than any of the rest of them.
And they're running the country.
And they're running the country. Yep. It's bad news, man. Bad, bad, bad. Yeah.
Are you ready for hurricane season?
Oh, don't even bring it up.
Oh, my God. So we already have to take another break. We're there already, but when we come back, I want to ask you, when was the last time you saw a good flogging?
Mm.
You might be able to see one here soon.
Last hurricane season?
Yep. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. All of these songs that I've played this evening are for my birthday girl, my honey bunny, my Stephanie. The first one was a birthday by the Stones, and the next
the
one
Beatles.
Was the Beatles, right? The Beatles, the other Stones.
I know, where's he been?
The other Stones. The next one was "Here Comes My Girl" by Tom Petty, and this last one is "You Are So Beautiful" by Joe Cocker. Dig this. We'll come back and we'll do the final segment of the show. We'll be back in a couple minutes. All right, well, Steph, you are so beautiful. Just ask Joe Cocker. He'll tell you. Love you, honey. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we're back. This is our fourth and final segment of the show. It goes really fast, folks, so pay attention because it's fast and furious. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text if you want to. Either one. Before the break, I asked a question. When was the last time you saw a good flogging? And, Ty, when was the last time you saw a good flogging?
I would say Hurricane Helene did quite the flogging.
Flogged Florida?
Flogged our coast.
I'm talking about a physical, person-on-person flogging.
Oh, not a Mother Nature one?
No, I'm talking about a flogging, where you take somebody out of their element and you just flog them, beat them mercifully, unmercifully in public.
I'm trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
It seems like that's like the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. Well, just recently, a Republican representative from New Hampshire, suggested public flogging of other Republican Party reps if they vote against the party.
Oh,
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said,
welcome to the new order.
Yeah, he said he either wants them flogged in the public square, or he wants their houses egged, or their tires slashed.
Oh.
Okay, sounds well, some of
this is
not
a
so
Republican
bad.
Representative from New Hampshire. This is who the Republicans are. What, are you kidding?
Well,
is he that in bed with 47?
Yes.
Well, he has to act like he is anyway.
Who is S-ing who's D? I mean, it's unbelievable. This is unbelievable behavior by human beings.
Right. I mean,
he's going to suggest public flogging.
And slashing
if you go
tires.
Against.
Egging people's houses with these egg prices?
Right.
Are you out of your mind?
You know, I mean, this is, it's so petty. It's condo world, putting nails behind people's tires.
Your mother says she's so beautiful to me, too.
Oh, well, thank mm-hmm. you.
Yep.
You know, thank you.
I mean, how crazy is it?
Well, I just, the mentality.
And here's the thing. He posts
people.
This. So we know that Pete Hegseth has now put out war plans two different times on this whole Signal chat.
Twice. twice they've rolled planes right. off of boats.
Right. Well, this guy, James Spillane of New Hampshire, this Republican legislator, puts this out on Signal.
Oh, no.
Well, I think he's got some Spillaning to do.
I wonder if he's related to Mickey Spillane.
Mm-hmm. No, they're fascists. That's
it's unbelievable. I mean, and you know who saw this and was like, yes. It was Pee-wee German.
All of them. They love this.
I mean,
if they had their way, I think this is the way it would go.
This is the way. This is what they want.
I mean,
they
we've talked about 47's cabinet meetings where they have to go around the table and kiss his ass for like an hour before the meeting even starts. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen ever. I can't stand. Okay, I'm a former military member. I get skeeved when anybody notices that I was in the military and they go, thank you for your service. I'm like, dude, I didn't do anything, man.
I did my part.
Look, I
didn't do anything special.
Can you imagine sitting at that table as 47 expecting for everybody at that table? And it's a big table for everybody to go around. And for at least 3 minutes.
It's a cult.
To kiss his ass.
It's a cult.
Can you imagine that? The gall. Who are you that you need that?
I'm going to implement that. We are doing away with Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, mandatory crafts.
Or else.
And we're gonna switch to 3 minutes of how wonderful we are for hosting Friendsgiving.
Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Have you thanked Donald Trump today?
No. And I never will. I mean,
But we've got some crafts downstairs where we could.
I saw a meme the other day and it said, why couldn't Eric and Lyle have been Donnie's parents, or kids.
Oh.
Careful.
Right. Kaboom. Anyway, that's pretty bad. It's unbelievable. This, you know, public flogging. Just the suggestion. I mean, this is something.
They're fascists. That's it.
But the thing is, it's one thing to joke about this, but then now you're posting this. And if you, in this day and age, aren't aware that this is going to be seen by the rest of the country.
It's a test.
They want this to happen.
Yeah.
They want total control.
And that's why I'm going to Canada.
Yeah. Ty, you might be in trouble with this one. Republicans have proposed a bill that would ban all porn in the United States.
And now they've crossed the line. Yeah. You have radicalized me.
Senator Mike Lee from Utah is like, he's over the whole porn thing.
Of course he's from Utah.
And he's not into it.
Oh, good.
He's not into it, and he doesn't want anybody else to be into it. So guess what, buddy?
Got his magic underpants.
I don't like it, so nobody else can do it. Nobody else can enjoy the porn.
And all women will walk around in habits.
All my 15 wives, mm-hmm. none of them will watch porn. We won't talk dirty to each other.
We'll be very happy people.
But the way the bill is written, what's scary about this is that he's talking about banning porn across the entire United States. But the way the bill is written, it's not just porn, but it goes as far back as R-rated movies.
Yeah.
Anything that might titillate somebody.
They want you
anything
to just
that
watch
might titillate somebody. You're supposed to. I don't know what you're supposed to watch.
Nothing. You're just supposed to go to church.
You're supposed to be a robot.
Right.
Wake up.
Go to bed.
Go to work. Eat. Sleep. Get up tomorrow. Do it again. Live no life. Have no fun.
The fun is for the rich.
I'm going to sign Mike Lee from Utah for that public flogging.
Yeah.
He's first, I think. I think he's first to get the flogging.
He'd probably enjoy it.
He'd probably enjoy it.
He probably would. Mm. And there would be, 72 virgins in attendance.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yep. That could happen. Florida Highway Patrol can now conduct immigration enforcement. That's a new law that has been put into place by our governor, Ronnie D., mm-hmm. Here in the FLA, Ronnie D. says, yeah, the Highway Patrol can now decide whether or not you're going to El Salvador or not.
Well, I mean, they're getting rid of habeas corpus anyway. So
the slowest drivers you're going to see on the road are going to be Hispanic people. God forbid they get pulled over. Do you have any idea?
They can't go too slow because they'll get pulled over.
Do you have any idea how paranoid... If you were Hispanic, how paranoid you'd be right now in America?
Have you seen the videos
of ICE? ICE is pulling people out of cars.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
They're Nazis.
And I saw a thing the other day. It's like they all wear a mask.
Yeah.
Why are they wearing a mask? Mm-hmm. What's up with that?
Well, they're wearing a mask now. They didn't during COVID.
No, because...
Oh, they refused to wear one during COVID.
But now that there's body cams...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Those masks might be a good... And these people are all diseased.
Yeah.
We've got to wear our mask because we might catch something.
No.
No, I know the real reason.
Yeah.
But this is their excuse.
I think it's a fear factor. They look scary with the mask on.
Well, they don't provide any warrants or anything.
Nothing.
So anybody could just run up on people and say you're with ICE.
It's unbelievable. I saw a video on TikTok. They slammed this girl, 16-year-old girl, to the ground. And luckily, right before she was slammed to the ground, they took her baby. Somebody took her baby from her. They slammed this 16-year-old girl on the ground. I mean,
these people are Nazis.
They took this dude out of his car and left his 12-year-old son in the car. Just,
mm-hmm. No, they don't care.
No, nothing. Just,
they don't care.
They don't care.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this is truly Nazism.
If the same person.
It's a good thing they're wearing masks.
Left his 12-year-old in the car and gone into a bar to have a drink,
right.
They would have arrested him for child neglect.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's no equity in anything.
No, it's just we're getting to a weird spot.
Yep.
We're getting to a weird spot in the USA, and it's... I don't really know what to say about it, and I don't really... There's a lot of things I think about it, but there's nothing until people start to band together.
Well,
there's really nothing that's going to be done about it.
In my mind...
That's my estimation.
And this isn't going to happen mm-hmm. under the current administration.
Right.
The FCC needs to make Fox News, that is entertainment television.
Right.
They need to be Fox Political Entertainment. The word news should not be able to be used in any editorial broadcasting.
If you think...
And I don't care if it's Fox, yeah. CNN, ABC, NBC, across the board.
If you think for a moment that I haven't started to become a little concerned about the things that we say on this show,
I mean, we're already on a list anyway.
We're on a list.
It doesn't matter.
It concerns me because, I mean, here's the thing. This one guy is talking about flogging same party representatives. There's so many things.
Outside of the party.
Anybody that says anything about Trump, they could be investigated. I mean,
negative.
I mean, at some point, when does our freedom of speech go away? At what point did we turn this into the Friday zoo? And it's like, wow, we're having a good time and we're talking about
great Trump is.
Boobs and whatever the hell we're talking about. At what point are we going to
be
able
here for that?
At what point are we going to have to stop talking about,
when
what I think a lot of people are thinking?
It's too late.
Maybe.
We're in the archives.
For now.
Until they get shut down.
Anyway, it's a sad situation, what's happening. It gets weirder and weirder every day.
We've done this show for 10 years.
Yep.
And
but it's not been like this except for the last couple of years. Now all of a sudden it's...
No, but we discussed over the last 10 years.
And you should be able to discuss anything you want because there's freedom of speech until that's over with.
When the writing was on the wall, we talked about it. We talked the good, the bad.
Right.
And look, good and...
It's hard to stay neutral when one side is so ridiculous.
Well, one side is the Nazis.
Yeah.
If you go back, and if anybody has the time, to sit and listen to every one of our archives, we are on the side of good.
We just want everybody to get along, man.
Good. Happiness.
Yeah.
We don't have a party. We are not party driven. We are...
Well, I'm registered independent.
We are true, right, correct.
Yeah.
No side is perfect, but what is going on right now is scary.
It is scary, and it's getting scarier by the day. Anyway, what'd you say earlier about the clam?
Hoofer in the clam.
Hoofer in the clam.
It's my birthday.
You can hoofer in the clam.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah. So, I don't like it. I don't like it when the show, here we are down to the end and we've gone there.
We've gone there.
Yeah, but need to go there.
We need to go there.
Somebody said to me the other day, it's like, listen, you have a voice that you can put it out on air. And if you're not taking advantage of that, then, you're
not doing your part.
You're not doing your part and you should. And but then again, if you listen to that, then it's like, well, yeah, but what's the downside of that? At some point. Are they going to come? Come after us?
Look, absolutely. They're going to come for us anyway. We already said what we said. Now we just have to stand by it.
Right.
Well, and we believe it.
We were just kidding.
Removing books from the Library of Congress.
Mm.
The Library of Congress has to do every book is there.
Yeah. You're not even allowed in there unless you're 18 years old.
And copyright.
Mm-hmm.
They fired the head of the copyright office. I asked a month ago about copyrights. What's going on with the copyright and trademark organization of the federal government?
Look at the trouble you've had with FEMA.
Everything that is currently copyrighted and trademarked and make it his own.
Yeah.
Elon Musk style.
Mm-hmm. Well, my whole thing, and I said this earlier in the show, it's like, where'd he go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he'll be back.
He decided that everybody thought he was a douche, and he left town. Yeah.
He still has way too much power and influence.
And that's not even the scariest stuff going on.
No. Not even a little bit.
We don't have time to get into, but...
No. Anyway.
Let's go back to Happy for the last 5 minutes of the show.
Okay. Well, what are we going to do this weekend? I think we continue your birthday weekend. We do that. Let's tomorrow morning go have breakfast, and then whatever you want to do for the rest of the day, we can do that.
Okay.
Birthday style. What
Sounds
about you?
Good
what do you got
me.
For the weekend, Ty?
I don't know. Kevin's coming over tomorrow.
Okay.
Hang out.
Cool. Maybe we'll throw some burgers on the grill.
That'd be good.
Yeah, we can do that. Cool. I like it. Sounds like a plan.
A vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A staycation weekend.
Yep.
Non-working weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me do these quotes. The first one says, PBS didn't suddenly become woke. You just grew up to be a bad person.
Oh, I saw that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to the name change from Air Force One to Exhibit A.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about that.
Trojan horse.
Right.
The $400 million jet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're just going to give you this jet. We don't want anything in return.
No.
You're such a good guy, dude. Mm-hmm. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. But first, you must unlearn who they told you to be.
Exactly.
Ain't that it?
And that's the hardest thing to do.
Now, this one is my own, very own quote.
Uh-oh.
47 thinks he's King Midas. In reality, he's King Shitus. Everything he touches turns to shite.
Careful.
I like it.
I came up with that one myself.
You're such a poet.
Poet didn't even know it.
86-47. Oh, that one's dangerous.
Debbie Dan Gray, pool time staycation. Come on over, Debbie Dan Gray. Get in the pool with us.
We're
good to go. Yep. This one says, if you support Donald Trump because he's not a politician, then I hope your next colonoscopy is done by a plumber. And the last one says, got polio? Me neither. Thanks, science. Ain't that it? So that's pretty much it. Steph, do you have anything that you want to say here at the end of the show? I know it's your birthday and stuff like that. You've had a lot of people text in. And too many people for me to all of a sudden go back and remember everybody. But
thank you, everyone, for all of the texts and everything all day today.
Yeah.
Thank you for your music choices.
Thank you. Well, you're very welcome. I hope it's been a very special day for you. And I think that I think we did a pretty good job.
I think we did. Yeah. You did. You did a great job.
Thank you.
I love my beautiful...
Yeah, she actually opened up the gifts that I got her during the break, and she dug them.
Look, I'm all about, especially when it gets hot, the pretty dress.
Yeah, got her three dresses, not dress-up dresses, but casual, you know, Florida... dresses.
90 degree.
Right.
You don't want to put pants on.
Right.
Including shorts, dresses. I love them. They're beautiful.
Ty, what do you got for this weekend? You said Kevin's coming over tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or would you say tomorrow or Sunday?
Tomorrow.
Okay, that's cool. We'll definitely do some burgers and stuff on the grill.
That'd be cool.
What else? When's the next time your band's going to play?
I don't know. We've got a couple things in the works, but nothing for sure yet. We are working on, I think, a music video this Sunday.
Music video? What is this, MTV?
Yeah, dude, we're bringing it back.
Damn. Love
so
it.
Do I have to have Fred ready by Sunday?
Maybe.
Okay.
Come on, man.
All right.
Okay, so you guys don't know, but Ty's got this band, and we went to go see them last Friday, and they have a mascot, which is a dummy, and we call him Effin' Fred, and he's just...
With a PH.
Yeah, right.
For and Phantom Power.
Phantom Power. But anyway, so...
He goes in the mosh pit.
Fred wound up in the mosh pit and was destroyed.
He always is.
He
lost
always
his
is.
Arms, lost his legs. I mean, just...
No, actually, he just lost his arms this last show. He stayed together way better than the show before.
I borrowed some pool noodles from work recreate his arms and legs. And
look, Dr. Frankenstein, aka me, putting Fred back together again this time, not nearly as dramatic.
You
as,
can make him
as
a
the
man.
Last time. I and
so, Ty, this is what I was thinking. So, Mom says, "Well, what are we going to do about the hands?" And I said, "Well, I could get some canvas work gloves that you could fill, right?" And I said, "But how cool would this be? Do his feet the same way, so like an ape.
No,
so his feet are actually hands too.
No, we're
yes.
Socks.
No,
we're
no. He's got to look like a complete, like, he's got to be, I mean, come on. He's Phantom Power. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Listen, I so appreciate everybody that chimed in to wish my blushing bride a happy birthday.
Everyone.
Solve and Lenny, if this is the first time you listen to the show, I hope it's not the last. And we sort of grow on you. It might be
like a tumor.
You might be sitting there with your shoulders up and like, oh my God, what did we just listen to? But I promise you, it gets
Who
better.
Who are these people?
We've been doing this for 10 years, so apparently it does grow on people.
Welcome to the rebellion.
Let us grow on you too. Anyway, folks, you've said what you wanted to say. You said what you wanted to say. I will say, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs. I miss you, Mom. Duchess, it's about that time. And everybody, have a great weekend. If you're out in the sun, wear sunscreen, whatever it is, and we'll see you next week.